You're listening to SBS News.
Fully vaccinated Australians are for the first time returning home without having to quarantine as travel restrictions lift for parts of the country. Victoria and New South Wales are welcoming their first quarantine-free international arrivals since Australia's border snapped shut last year, with emotional reunions taking place at several major airports.
It's pretty awesome to be home.
Yeah.
I've been in the UK for about 5 weeks. Yeah, I went home because my mum passed away, so went back to see family.
So this was an impossible flight to get on, and I'm so relieved to be on it. And yeah, it was just quite emotional flying down and seeing the lights as we were landing. So yeah, I'm quite happy.
Oh, brilliant to get back. I'm so happy that I don't have to quarantine. It's amazing.
Deputy Leader of the New South Wales Nationals, Stuart Ayres, was at the arrivals terminal at Sydney's Kingsford Smith Airport.
Well, today Sydney has reopened Australia to the world, and Sydney has reopened the country to each other. We're also allowing people to move freely around regional New South Wales if they're fully vaccinated. Today, our infection rate is now down at 135, which is an incredibly strong result.
Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews is confident Australia will be able to keep its international border open because of high COVID-19 vaccination rates. Slightly more than 77% of Australians aged 16 and older are double-dosed, while about 88% have had one dose. Meanwhile, the New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says the fully vaccinated can now travel freely throughout the state, meaning separated families can reunite for the first time in months. Case numbers continue to trend downwards in New South Wales, which recorded 135 new locally acquired cases of the virus in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. Just over 93% of people aged 16 and over have received a first dose of a vaccine, and almost 88% were now fully vaccinated. Mr. Perrottet says it's a significant milestone.
And in the main, our vaccination rates are incredibly high. I remember, a few months ago, or 6 months ago or so, when we're discussing vaccination rates in our cabinet meetings, we never believed we'd get to the position we're in. That's been a great thing and a great effort from everyone across our state. So we are confident. That doesn't mean there aren't going to be challenges, but the best thing that communities can do, and the best thing everyone can do, is to get vaccinated. That's going to keep you safe, your family and your friends safe. And I'm very confident we've done this in a very measured way, that it means we can open up quickly, not go backwards, but open up safely. And that's what this is all about.
And Victoria's recorded 1,471 new COVID-19 cases and 4 deaths, with the numbers representing a spike in new cases after the state recorded 1,035 new cases and 12 deaths on Sunday. As of Monday, 81% of Victorians aged 16 and over are now fully vaccinated. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.